Good morning and welcome in for another edition of Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, good morning. Welcome in.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
We're all right. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
That's good. We've got something pretty neat for our local listeners that would like to come out and hear a presentation that is on the way soon. What can you tell us about it and how it ties in with today's topic?
Well, you know, I'm sure anybody who has heard me on the radio for any number of times knows that workplace bullying is very important to me. I think it's a devastating event in people's lives. And so on Tuesday, the 21st of next week, Dr. Shar Dillon and I will be presenting on attachment styles and workplace bullying at St. Thomas More Church in Naperville. So it's free. And there's a registration that'll be on the website. But I'm going to remind the listeners that workplace bullying, or if they've never heard that before, is, you know, subtle messages that look typical but have innuendo attached to them, and they're directed at a single person or a very small group. 35% of the workforce in the United States have been targets. That's 54 million people.
Such a high number.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And, of course, other people know what's going on. They sense it. So if only three people have done that, if only three people know, that's 164 million. Mm. If there's 10, it's 540 million. It's ridiculous. And it spreads, you know, the tension spreads like a virus. Even though other people may not see it, the tension goes with them.
Right.
So, you know, we know that that's going on. And I'm always trying to make people aware that it is, and that there's help and there's ways to adjust it and address it. So Dr. Dillon's expertise is in many areas, but one of her favorite ones that's dear to her is attachment. And that is, how do we make those relationships that we start forming early on? So it's really, we talk about the emotional bonds between people. So infancy, before children even have a cognitive awareness of themselves, they start connecting to their parents through eye contact, through getting their needs met.
Right.
And it's the perception, it's the interplay between caretaker and child that helps to do those attachments or develop those attachments. So they bring us closer to each other, keep us distant, so we know when not to go by somebody, satisfy our needs, make us emotionally safe. Now, real quick for the listeners, there's four basic types. There's a secure attachment, an avoidant, anxious, and disorganized. And on Tuesday, Dr. Dillon is going to do an activity that will help people understand what their basic attachment style is. So it's very helpful to know that, because our attachment style then allows us to interact. When somebody's bullying you, are you going to be more likely to avoid or address? Are you more likely to just dismiss it? You want to be thinking about what do I know about myself? And how can I best stop this behavior that's directed toward me, or intervene on behalf of someone else? So I'm really excited that we'll be able to work together and talk about workplace bullying and attachment styles.
Yeah, and as far as, people that, I think with the workplace bullying, they probably initially deny it or don't want to believe that it's happening to them. And when you hear those numbers of those that are being affected by it, maybe there's some listeners right now that are kind of second thinking things and like, I'm going through some struggles. This is kind of hitting home with me here.
Right. Well, because it's so subtle that if it only happened once or twice, you would call it rudeness.
Yeah.
And you can forgive people for being momentarily rude. But by the time you recognize that it's going on, then it feels like it's been going on too long. And now what do I say?
Right. Yeah. And it's not like it's being, you know, the person, the boss or what have you, is being this way with everyone. It's kind of targeted at a small group or just one person, perhaps.
Exactly. And so, and also on the website, I will put on some movies that demonstrate, you know, workplace bullying. They'll allow readers or listeners to figure out or notice what's going on.
All right. The date and time again for the presentation will be Tuesday, the 21st, 7 to 9 p.m., as this will all take place at St. Thomas More Church in Naperville. Remind us again, Doctor, do they need to register to get in, or what's the plan for that?
There is a registration, I'm sure, just to let people know how many chairs is set up, sure, those kinds of things. We'll have that on the website.
All right, and that is safeharboril.com. That's where you can go to find out more about that and all of the topics we've discussed on our show. It's called Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. We'll talk to you again next week.